The Woodstock Film Festival is announcing its 2020 lineup of screenings and events that will be held virtually and at area drive-ins, including a pop-up drive-in at Andy Lee Field in Woodstock. The 21st annual festival is scheduled for Wednesday, September 30th through Sunday, October 4th. This year's festival will be a reformatted virtual edition due to COVID-19, with in-person screenings limited to drive-in venues in Woodstock, Greenville, and Poughkeepsie. Festival Executive Director and co-founder and dear friend Myra Blaustein joins us this morning to tell us more. Good morning, Myra. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm wonderful. It's always good to hear you. I know this is a weird year. Well, it's certainly a weird year, but it's a weird year for the festival. And so I'm just thrilled that you're still doing something so cool that we get to talk about it and find out more. Today was the day you announced it. If people go to the website, they can find out more. Yep. It's woodstockfilmfestival.org. So let me ask you the obvious question of what it was like to switch gears and put together a virtual festival, somewhat.
Oh, just nothing. Just like switching from automatic to manual. No, I'm kidding. It was a major roller coaster. So can I start complaining? No. It was definitely difficult. We would go from like canceling to, oh my, so how are we going to do this? And would theaters open? And how do you do it without theaters? And nobody can be together. Nobody can touch each other. Nobody can travel. To figuring it out, to learning about how to do a virtual festival, to learning about drive-ins. Truth to be told, I have never been to a drive-in before. I had to start scouting for them all over the Hudson Valley and found that they're great.
Yeah, they are great, yeah.
They're awesome. We've been doing all these summer-long drive-in events at the Greenville drive-in, coupled with wonderful food trucks and bar and mingling safely 6 feet apart and with masks on, but it's been great. So fast forward a few months and now we are 3 weeks to the festival, and we will be, like you said, in three area drive-ins with also a very robust program online. And it's a film festival. I mean, I thought it would be small. How many films would we be able to show, and who's going to work it, and who's going to volunteer? And you know, it just all came together, and I have to say I'm amazed by it all and very, very excited.
It certainly is a film festival. You have over 100 films and panels at three drive-in theaters throughout the Hudson Valley, and online, including 19 world premieres, 3 North American premieres, 5 U.S. premieres, 14 East Coast premieres, and 30 New York premieres. So that is, I mean, that is a lot, and very exciting that you were able to do all this. So let's talk about some of the stuff and some of the great things that you're going to be showing here over the festival to get people excited. Tickets just went on sale, right? So people have an opportunity now to go in and be a part of this. Let's start with the kickoff event, which is a world premiere of Los Hermanos, The Brothers. Tell us a little bit about that.
So excited. So these are two Cuban virtuoso, or Cuban-born, by the virtuoso musicians, brothers. And one stayed in Havana, the other moved to the U.S. One is a classical piano player, and the other is a violinist. And they longed to go back and play together. And so the film really tracks them as they travel from, one travels from the U.S. to Havana, and then from the other from Havana to U.S., and finally they perform in Lincoln Center, and the music is just superb, and you get a glimpse into the whole life in Cuba and also this relationship between the two brothers. And the exciting thing is that the brother who is in the U.S. is going to attend, and he's going to perform live before the film. So you're not only going to see the wonderful film, and the filmmakers will be there for Q&A, but you'll also get the musical performance. And so it's going to be very special. And it's a world premiere, so very special event.
Wonderful event. And then your opening night film is also a very special event.
Yes, I'm very excited about The Father with Anthony Hopkins. So this is, I think this is going to be a, you know, Academy Award nominated, if not winning. And it's actually, so I just want to say something a little bit more about that particular evening and about drive-ins in general, because at the drive-ins, what you will do is you'll go for the evening. Every evening is double feature. So you'll come and you'll get two films for the price of just for the evening. And mostly they also have a food truck. So it will be like a real dinner and a movie, dinner and two movies. So opening night film, which is The Father, is also coupled with a film called A Call to Spy, which is also an absolutely wonderful film. But The Father is it's an incredibly well-acted film, and it's a beautiful one that I just, you know, I don't really want to say that much about it, honestly, but it's a very, very strong film. Excellent, you know, Anthony Hopkins and Olivia Colman, both Academy Award-winning actors, and it's a British film made in the UK and France, and it's really wonderful. Highly recommend it.
It is The Father. And you also have a special presentation and an amazing film I'm hoping you'll tell us about with Saoirse Ronan and Kate Winslet that you will be presenting as well.
Ammonite. Okay. I'm so excited that we're showing Ammonite, obviously. But I do want to say again, because it's a double feature,
yes,
and that's going to be at Overlook, you will also see the film What Breaks the Ice. And both Ammonite and Break the Ice are about women. What Breaks the Ice is about teenage girls. I mean, they go through very close friendship and very sort of traumatic incident that happens that shatters both their lives. Very, very well acted. Was shot in the Hudson Valley, and then you stick around and you see Ammonite, which is Kate Winslet. So it's that film is really about the relationship between two women, and it's very passionate. And I mean, I don't want to say again, I don't want to say too much about any particular film, but it's particularly beautiful in terms of the cinematography and the setting, and of course the acting is superb, and I just hope that people will come and stick around for the whole thing.
So we have some time to talk about some of the other other things that are going on as the festival, and as I mentioned, there is a lot going on over the over the course of Wednesday the 30th through Sunday October 4th. And so, where would you like to go as far as highlights of things that you would like people to be aware of that perhaps are not at the top of the radar for people?
Right. I mean, I'll mention a number of things, and I'll skip between drive-ins and online. Sit-In is a particularly special film. It's the Sit-In, which Harry Belafonte is. Harry Belafonte in 1968.
Yep.
Johnny Carson had to take a week off from his show, and he had to find a host, and unprecedented, he chose Harry Belafonte and gave him just, I mean, he could invite anybody he wanted, he could say anything he wanted, NBC did have absolutely no control. And so Harry Belafonte, who was very much an activist at the time, did just that. He invited some of the most interesting, he had Martin Luther King, for crying out loud, and Sidney Poitier and Aretha Franklin and Paul Newman. I mean, he had amazing guests. And so that film is really all about that. And it's made by Yoruba Rishon, who is an African-American filmmaker and very much an activist in Black Lives Matter. She did a film about Breonna Taylor also. So it's a very strong film.
Excellent.
And that's, again, at the drive-in. Another film that I would like to just highlight in the drive-in, and that's going to be in Greenville. Again, double feature. Everything is a double feature. So this great tiny film called Fully Realized Humans, about a couple. She is 8 months pregnant, and they're trying to figure out how to have that baby and how to move from just being the two of them to three. They shot it in during a week. She was indeed 8 months pregnant, and it's so funny and irreverent. They're going to be there. The stars, the directors are all going to be there for the Q&A. And I think it's hilarious and extremely well done. And gosh, they shot it in one week. I think it's very impressive. I'm going to now just skip over and go to the virtual festival.
Yep.
Because we have a lot of, first of all, I want to talk about the shorts program. We have, I think, about at least 9 short programs that we're highlighting. One of them is called Telling Our Stories. And Telling Our Stories is a specialty program that was curated by 3 African-American filmmakers. Yoruba Rishon is one of them. And Lacey Schwartz Delgado, wife of Antonio Delgado, a congressman, is another one. And Rodney Evans is another. And that particular program, so they all curated that program, and it features 7 short films made by Black filmmakers. Each one is absolutely outstanding. So I think it's a very strong program that I highly recommend for people to see. Another film I really like, well, I like them all, but
they're all your children, Myra.
But they, you know what they are. there's a documentary called Truth to Power. Barbara Lee speaks for me. And what can I tell you? Barbara Lee definitely speaks for me. She's just awesome. Of course, you know who Barbara Lee is. I'm just so thrilled that it's an East Coast premiere. And it's all about her fierceness, and how important it is to have her now in our world, especially with everything that's going on. It's very political, but it's also of course very, very empowering. So I highly energetic. I highly recommend it. A totally different film, another tiny film that I'm thrilled about, is called Horse Latitudes, and that was shot in south of France. And for those of you who like good wine, and I do, this is about this American guy who bought a winery in south of France, and so everything there is just all about wine and his life there. Very handsome guy, and his long lost girlfriend, haven't seen her for 6 years, all of a sudden appears to visit, and they have this whole back and forth, should we get back together or not, while drinking a lot of great wine and traveling across south of France. So it's a total pleasure to watch. And there's a little bit of a tiny, wonderful twist, and that is that 10 lucky people who can pay that extra ticket price will be able to get excellent French wine delivered to their house while watching the film Horse Latitudes.
Oh,
so I think that's a nice treat.
Myra, unfortunately, we're over time. We're out of time. In fact, I owe Mike like 48 seconds. We have to go, but I want to just tell people that they can go to your website. It's woodstockfilmfestival.org, and they can find out more information about the festival. It is beautiful what you've put together. You can also see the link on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. But your website is woodstockfilmfestival.org. It's all up there now. Mayra, you're the best. Thank you so much for being with us. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.